Hello again. What am I going to talk about today? I'm going to talk about ExoAdmin, a management package for ExoWiki-based applications. And what is the context or the motivation behind this? Well, we all know that both ExoWiki and ExoAF are powerful frameworks, but especially for newcomers, they can be quite complex, let's say. But as you may know, especially in enterprise environments, we have the challenge that our newcomers are facing restricted training periods. So is there the possibility that these newcomers can be productive at an early stage, let's say on the top level, and have a deep dive later on the go into the frameworks? And yeah. ExoWiki and ExoAF applications can be extensive, can be feature-rich, and if we have such feature-rich platforms, how can our end users learn about these features that are available? And how can we finally avoid these stubborn PDF manuals and use instead some inline user documentation? And finally, what I found is, in fact, there is an admin package RSC and OpenACS4. So the two questions that I pose here is first, can the implementation of a management package facilitate the onboarding of both groups, application developers and system administrators? And the second question is, does the implementation of such a package lead to any positive effect on the end users finally, in the form of documentation, for example? What is the approach here? We have an integrated development and upgrade workflow, and I do not want to get into the details of the single workflows, but rather present you what are the major steps to be done to get from the development to the final upgrade to the user information. So first, we start creating commits, but we don't do it over the command line, we do it over an interface. And we can use these commits then when we create some feature items. And we describe here the functionality. Then we use again these feature items and incorporate them into an upgrade item, where we define the upcoming version and so on and so on and so forth. And also we have to prepare the new code, because that's the actual issue here. How do you prepare this code so that it is not yet active when it comes to the live instance? And of course, we are still on the development instance. So we have now all these items, these ExoWiki objects, the commits, the features, and the upgrade. But how do we get that kind of objects then to the live instance? So we have to export them into the file system. And of course, on the live instance, we have then to import those objects again. And what I have done is I have an init tickle in this package that searches a certain path for new objects and then imports them, of course. Next step, we have to perform the upgrade. And then, of course, we display the information in a user-friendly pop-up, I call it, which includes the information about the features that are now available. What is the main challenge here? The main challenge is we have to prepare the new code base so that at first it is not yet active when it comes to the live instance, and it has to be then enabled or made active when the upgrade is performed actually. And there are many alternatives on how to do that. A basic approach is when we are here in the upgrade item, which we will see later in the demo, you can use those uncommitted files and add them as an instance attribute to the upgrade item. And then when we say, okay, prepare our upgrade on the development instance, then we basically have to copy them into a directory in the target package that is not so to say read. For example, we can say we have a target package, maybe it is called exams or whatever, and we have a directory called upgrades with the actual version ID that we define. But the disadvantage here is the usual Git workflows where you actually iteratively commit stuff cannot really be incorporated. What can be an alternative? Maybe an improved approach could be that we add some commits to the features and prepare patch files in the end that include those cumulated patches. And maybe also there are other variants. And lately, so now we have discussed the development and the upgrade workflows, but what about functionalities for the system administrators? And we have at least three functionalities here. We have, of course, the interface for the development workflows. We have, on the other hand, quick links to the management infrastructure of OpenACS. And we also have a feature manager class where we can enable and disable features at runtime. I will have an example in the next few minutes. Yeah, so now let's run the demo. Slightly different now because of the resolution of the beamer. But yeah, that is it basically. I mean, it's a prototype as you can see. And what can we see here? So we have here a commits folder where we have the commits. We can actually create one. I guess I don't have some files to be committed. Yeah, exactly. But I will create one. Now if I say new, commit, I have those files here, and I can say here commit message and make a test commit. Commit successful, the commit is here, and I also have it here when I verify it in the command line. My test commit is here. Okay. And then I can create a feature. I have here a name, title, a feature description, a header text, which is then displayed as a text in the information pop-up in the end. I can have here a nice icon if I want. I can say what are related features. And I have a selection of my commits here, or as an alternative, I can add here the files directly that are not yet committed. And I have here some options whether there's a server restart required in order to install or enable this feature, and whether it is a managed feature or not. So, which means basically whether you have the possibility as a system administrator to enable or disable this feature at runtime. And what does the upgrade form look like in the end? So I have a title, let's say, for example, upgrade 0.7D. I have a headline, which is the first, very first line. Then in the pop-up, I have a signature, can be the whatever. I mean, for example, your team software development or whatever. I have a version that I have to put in. And I can also select a predecessor. I can select my features, or as an alternative, I have also here the possibility to add not yet committed file. I mean, for example, it could be the case that not every file we create belongs has to belong to a feature. And also, I can define here a time range in which the actual information pop-up that we are going to see in a few minutes is being shown to the end user. And then I say prepare upgrade, and what is about to happen then is, first of all, let's say we have the basic approach that I presented. The not yet committed files are being copied to this upgrades folder. Or on the other hand, we have to create some extended or extensive diff files. And how can this look then? So I have here an upgrade already installed, and this is the preview I get when I open the upgrade item. It is installed already, so I have here the possibility to do a rollback, but the functionality is not yet implemented. And I also get here to the actual feature. When I click here, I get here to the feature item, and I can say, okay, I can disable or enable this feature. Exactly. And how does this look when this upgrade is then installed on the live instance? So that is the pop-up that is being showed. You have here an overview. I mean, this upgrade contains one single feature. It could contain more. And then we have a very nice listing here. However, the recommendation is that you are not going to put too many features in this upgrade, because then you have a very long list and it's not really nice to read. But what the user can do then is, for example, if I am more interested to this feature, I can say here, okay, read more, and then I have here, of course, I'm now the super user, so I have all the actions, but otherwise I would only have some description here. And that is basically it. And what I want to show you now is this feature is a managed feature, so you can enable or disable it. And what this feature basically does is it implements this feature documentation tile here on the main side, and it is now available. So when I click on this tile, I have a listing of the enabled features here. But when I now disable this one feature, it's gone. And this is what I meant by enable or disable features at runtime. And the code is actually, as you have seen already in the presentation, very straightforward actually. You have this instance of a feature manager class, and there's a procedure defined or a method defined that determines if a feature is enabled or not. So you only have to provide the feature name, which is basically the name of the form page. And when I say enable, it's back. More on that. That was the demo. More on that in the next few slides, and then I'm already finished. So what are the findings? I mean, we have here nothing more than a raw prototype. And at least what I could see is that it has the potential to support the development workflow via user interface, and also that it has the potential to facilitate, at least in some constraints, the onboarding of newcomers to OpenACS, at least by providing those quick links that we have seen. Concerning the second question, does it lead to any positive effect on the end users? I guess it does. I mean, we have here reduced server downtime by having this feature where we can enable or disable features at the runtime. We have our feature items that can be used as a means for documentation. And also the upgrade item provides this foundation for the information pop-up that we have seen after an upgrade is performed. What is the outlook? I mean, the big questions that I haven't solved myself until now is, for example, firstly, what is now a proper approach, if you will, to store this new code base, to persist this new code base that should not be available when we transform these exotic objects to the live instance. And also, if we use this feature manager class, can we also incorporate this in altering exotic security policies? Because what is still the case is only because I disable this feature that displays this tile here does not necessarily mean that in the end the link is not available. The link is still available, and this has still to be implemented and done. And also, if you think about administration functionalities, it should be there should be implemented an item management, especially update, delete, and the permission management. What I think here is about using the ExoWiki tree class and having here a very nice tree also with the child items of some other items. For example, you only have to take here the feature items that I create, because when I add this header icon to this feature item, it becomes a child of the actual feature item. And also the same is, let's say, you create some articles, some simple wiki pages, you add images there, this is the same case then. And also the group and user management. There are clearly some opportunities here to have a very nice group and user management in this ExoWiki management instance. Yeah, that was it basically. I say thank you for your attention, and I hope that you are able to enjoy the rest of the conference. Have a very nice day.
Concerning for the security policies, I think this is quite easy to solve, because you can say you can define ingress policy, don't provide access to non-admin users for pages having a certain property. And therefore it's a very generic thing. If you disable it, whatever property is set afterwards, you can access it directly from the policy itself. I think it should be straightforward. But the other question is, I mean, I think you didn't do this just for fun. You had some kind of a purpose for this. And did you try in your company organization this out, or are you in the process of having people novices to work with this?
Yeah, exactly. That is the case. I'm trying this out. I don't know in which direction this is about to go, but of course it can be applied to any company. You can, as you surely know, you can create a very powerful, very feature-rich application with XOVF and also XOWiki. And you have also this thing here. XOWiki is not necessarily a mainstream language, you know. And this is another motivation when I see people come and say, yeah, but I rather learn, I don't know, whatever it is, I rather learn PHP than, I don't want to say anything against PHP, you know? But if you really want to create some powerful applications, I guess the XOVF framework is surely the way to go. And what this package aims for, this management package aims for, is just to facilitate the onboarding process.
I mean, have you thought about vibe coding? I mean, for starters, I mean, my experience is you can also tell OpenAI, Claude, please write me some code for exotic packages, like using either Exotickle or NSF or OpenACS, and it does something which is not so bad. It doesn't mean it works already, but I mean, also for novices, I think it might be a start to learn the language, to get something at least at the sketch level and improve on it.
This is surely an approach, of course.
Okay.